Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Yes. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Hello, John.
And this is the Christina Liu Show. And what we try to do here is bring everybody up to date on what's going on around the town. Again, we had two wonderful, wonderful guests on. The Door Next Door, which is being changed to...
Warehouse 44.
Thank you very much. Warehouse 44. And I bought a beautiful gold leaf chair there.
Ooh.
When you see it, it's gorgeous.
Nice.
And I bought a rocking horse there, about 2.5 foot tall and about 3 foot, you know. And I bought I bought years ago an antique Singer sewing machine, but one that's carved.
Okay. Ooh, I love it.
And it works. It's a pedal one.
That's awesome.
You do the pedals to make it work.
Oh, I love it. My grandma had that.
Really? So we use it as a table.
Well, it's carved, the table part?
Carves, the drawers are carved, everything's carved in this.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Oh,
it's not
wow.
a smooth, you know, you see a lot of the
yeah,
other ones.
Yeah,
this is all, whatever. At their place, I found a thimble box, which was only like 10 inches by 12 inches high, and I have it on the floor next to it, that's carved. It almost looks like it, and it's for sewing equipment, okay? And I paid $36.96
for it. My goodness.
It was $35 plus whatever.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You know, it'd be a $100 thing someplace else. But that's a good number.
It's a good number, 36. That's a double high. Is that it?
Okay, double high. Double
we'll take
high.
It. I like it. We'll take it.
It's the hours until Christina Liu's birthday.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
We went for hours.
$36.50. Cool.
I'm going to go. The prices there are ridiculous. Yeah. When I saw it, I'm saying,
I have to go.
I said, I'm looking. I'm saying,
I like
and my
really
wife does
to
it.
Go.
She says, why are you going to do with it? I said, it matches these. I paid $50 for the sewing machine, but that was like
$50?
Wow. That's also a crazy price.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. Wow. 30 years ago, there was a garage sale in my neighborhood. I spent $150. I got this sewing machine that works. Mm-hmm. I got a clock. I got a clock too. I got a clock that's it says International Weights and Measures, which merged with International Time Recording, which became IBM.
Oh,
my
wow.
clock has been on the cover of the IBM
annual
report.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh,
and then I got a radio, one of these like maybe 50s, 40s radio that works.
That's really
and
cool.
It's like.
A tube radio.
See, you were destined to be a radio show host.
Each one was $50.
Wow.
And I had to go back and forth. It was only down.
Wow, that's quite the.
It was that's what the guy wanted. If there were more, I couldn't have bought them. You know, at the time.
See, that radio was calling your name to come to Project Independence in you as a host. You just didn't know that. It just called your name. Yes, that was your fortune cookie. Yes.
That's right.
That's so great. But I love that, you know, because you certainly can find little hidden gems. And I'm like waiting for John to sew something and bring it in, John. I mean,
okay, well,
I think for your holiday outfit, you might need to sew something up. That's just great. Thank you. I got to mark down how many hours it is till my birthday. So there we go. Also coming up on Monday, which is also my dad's birthday.
Oh, Monday?
Yes,
right.
November 4th till November 13th is the Gold Coast International Film Festival. We had, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, we had Caroline on to talk about all the amazing films that are going to be there. And what's nice, too, is it's more than just films. There's all these events and red carpets and Q&As. So there's going to be a bunch of award-winning films shown with Scarlett Johansson, Adam Driver, Billy Crystal, Anthony Hopkins, Alfre Woodward. There's going to be a whole bunch. So definitely call 311 because there is an insane list of shows that you can see. And some of the events are free as well, too. The town made a civil rights film based upon all the great work that went on actually in the town of North Hempstead during that time, and it's wonderful. And that is going to be a free screening on November 9th at 2 p.m. over at the Soundview Cinema in Port Washington. So definitely check that out.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, and it's nice. Like I said, a lot of these are free or discounted. And it's just, it's really cool that North Hempstead has this in their town, and it gets you out there. I said, there's Absolutely. Always something to do. There's no reason to say you're bored or don't have
we
anything to do.
We talk about this all the time. Yeah. And actually, Judy, supervisor Bosworth, excuse me, announced that one of her recent talks that we, North Hempstead is the top eighth place to retire in the country.
That's
from
phenomenal.
Money Magazine.
Yeah. Really?
And when you heard Dr. Carney talk about what Northwell is doing, it's going to only go higher.
Yeah.
Because what they're coming in from, they're almost coming up with senior emergency rooms at the end of the day, where the senior will be able to get in without having to wait for a child. I'm not knocking a child, but you know, like senior, it's going to become more and more senior friendly.
No, and it's just, it's amazing, you know, because like I said, I've been with Project Independence. I started interning in 2008 or 9. I lose track. And it's just, you know, I remember being in grad school, in social work school, and it was so hard to find. I knew I wanted to work with seniors, and it was, like, impossible to find a class dedicated. You know, there was substance abuse, there was children, there was adolescent.
Really? Okay.
There was all these different tailored classes, and there was no senior class, you know. And then just to see how things have shifted, and people, you know, even with legislator Birnbaum talking about, you know, how the aging population is really growing.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think the, you know, these health systems and everyone is starting to realize, you know, that there's a huge aging population, and like, what can we do to make it better, you know, with, and to help out, which I think is really great. So
it's good. The older I get, the more I appreciate it.
Yeah, right? That's right. And North Hempstead, I mean, not to toot North Hempstead's horn, but it really, it's a pioneer, you know, with Project Independence and all these other programs too. There is nowhere else that is providing these kind of services. And I think that was really apparent too at the conference as well. And we're also, you know, I mean, on top of seniors, helping veterans is a high priority of Supervisor Bosworth, I know, and the town board. There's the Veterans Advisory Committee, and they are hosting the 6th annual Veterans Donation Drive, which is really wonderful. This is going to be through December 6th. I mean, they bring boxes and boxes to veterans, and this year they're asking for new clothing, sizes large and up. Different trial size toiletries, unscented body lotion, brushes, combs, shaving cream, nail clippers, razors, toothbrushes, shampoo, crocheted blankets, which is really nice too, is that our Blankets of Love crochet group, they actually make a lot and give it to it. So it's a nice kind of, they make these beautiful lap blankets. And they're asking for luggage with wheels, which is really great because I'm at Clinton G. Martin Park. People have donated so many suitcases.
Really?
Yeah, because I was walking the hall the other day. I was like, why is there so many suitcases lined up? And then I saw this press release. Okay. So people are doing that. So you can drop it off at Clinton G. Martin Park, which is in New Hyde Park, Town Hall in Manhasset.
When did this start? Is there a date when it started?
It probably started, I would say, a couple, like maybe last month, like the end of last month.
No. When did the actual program of taking stuff out to them start?
Oh, 6 years ago. So
6 years ago.
It is,
and I think that was
24.
Three or four boxes?
Yeah.
I mean, 30 or 40. And
it's,
now I think
yeah,
it's like
there's back. They have to do back and forth trips because there's
no
fit.
I mean, it really has grown.
You can drop it off at the clerk's office in Manhasset, Tully Park in New Hyde Park, or the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. So I really encourage people. You know, if you are out in the store, especially this season, you know, it doesn't take that much. You just pick up a shampoo for yourself and an extra one, you know, and throw it in. Every little bit helps, and it's just really nice for the veterans. So. Definitely, please remember to do that, especially this holiday season. We have coming up, we've been getting tons of registrations in. Danielle Ezzo, who is a pharmacist, was over at our conference, did a presentation.
Right, I saw her.
So she is doing these Medicare Part D individualized appointments you can do. So it's November 7th, 12th, the 14th, and the 19th. You can call 311 for the exact times of those, but you can bring a list of all your current medications. She will sit with you or one of the people on her staff and discuss what is the best plan for you with Medicare Part D. And the amount of money that is saved is amazing because some people just don't know. It's an overwhelming topic.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
We've talked about it many times, and if you don't sit down with somebody, you're foolish at the end of the day.
And she's so knowledgeable and so lovely, Danielle. I mean, we just had her on the radio show, and she spoke at our conference, as I said. So please, I encourage people. It's really great. I've been seeing a lot of registrations coming in since the conference for this. It's going to be a Port Washington Adult Activity Center, Great Neck Social Center, the Yes We Can Community Center, and Clinton G. Martin Park. So who doesn't want to save money? You know, go and do that. Also, we, of course, have our St. Francis cardiac van and our audiology free hearing van will be together on November 4th, Monday, at the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You do not need to make an appointment, which is so great. So you can just pop in, get these free screenings, get information, and I just think it's really great.
I agree with you.
It's a one-stop kind of health shop. If there's anything else you are interested in trying to find out, just call 311 or 869-6311.
At the end of the day, that's the biggest thing.
They have all the information that is needed.
What's going on, especially where the Medicare is going to be, where the bus is, the van is going to be, all those type of things. You can't remember it.
Yeah.
If you're in a car right now, you're not paying attention to what we're saying. You're listening to us, and my God, they all have wonderful, sexy voices.
That's true.
You just get mesmerized, you know. Right, yes, right. You're just quite spellbound. You don't know what to do.
What you say before, I didn't hear it. It was the cardiology. What was the other one?
The hearing van, yeah.
He's good. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Everybody have a wonderful, safe weekend, and we'll be back next week.